Cold Soup by Ryan Duncan. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Mark 12:30. A while back, some friends and I went out to lunch at a nearby restaurant. Now, I'm not much of an adventurous eater, but that day I decided to try something new and ordered a soup called vichyssoise. I now know that vichyssoise is a thick soup made of pureed leeks, onions, potatoes, cream, and chicken stock. Also, it's traditionally served cold. Maybe I'm just not cultured enough to appreciate this unique delicacy, but in my opinion, cold soup tastes horrible. After one spoonful, I was trying to find a creative way to spit it out without my friends noticing. The meal did make me think, though, about what the Bible says about cold and lukewarm Christians. Revelation 3:15-16 says, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth." It's funny how a bowl of soup can make you reflect on your life as a Christian. As I mulled over my actions in the past year, I realized how far away from God I had really moved. I had let my faith become a daily routine, like brushing my teeth or doing laundry. I had let my passion grow cold. God wants us to change the world, if only in our own small ways. So keep your heart and mind centered on Christ. Don't let yourself grow cold. Intersecting faith and life. Have you let your passion for Christ grow cold? Take some time to consider. For further reading, Habakkuk 3:19. And as always, check out fantastic resources on faith, family, and fun at crosswalk.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.